This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading higher at midday after coming within a tick of the September low at $4.68 in December. Support is coming from a decline in the dollar and higher soybeans and wheat. Yesterday, the USDA reported corn export sales at 29.5 million bushels, which was on the low side, and Mexico was a top buyer, picking up more than half of the total sales. After reports of better-than-expected yields in some areas, StoneX has increased their estimate for the national corn yield to 175.7 bushels per acre. This is higher than the USDA's guess, but could point to the USDA decreasing their estimate in next week's WASDE report. Soybeans are firmly higher again today following yesterday's gain of 13 cents in the January contract. January beans broke out above their 100-day moving average and reached their highest level since September 18th. January soybean meal up 1.37% on strong export demand, and soybean oil is higher as well, despite lower crude today. The lower U.S. dollar and higher equity market is likely supporting the entire soy complex. In Brazil, many soybean-growing areas are still too dry, and there have been some reports of large fields of recently planted soybeans being ripped up in order to plant cotton instead. This would also limit those areas from plantings of corn. And wheat is higher today as Chicago rebounds from oversold technicals, and Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat rebound from contract lows. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't, supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
At midday, December corn up 9 1/4 at 479 1/4. November soybeans up 16 3/4 at 1320 3/4. January soybean meal up $7.70 at $4.2490. January soybean oil down 34 cents at $49.70. On the Merck, December live cattle down 35 cents at $184.32. November feeder cattle down $1.47 at $241.15. December lean hogs down $1.35 at $71.92. December pork cutout down 65 cents at $80.87. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.